I was enlightened earlier this week about a new dimension of Tzilut Tzibur that I never considered before. I was talking to a longtime member of the shul who exerted considerable effort to come to shul, and I was telling him how happy I was to see him there, and he explained, look, Rabbi, it's worth it when you daven by yourself. You say Tachanun every day, and that's fine. But if you come to shul, there's so many, many more people here, and there might be a bris. There could be Sheva Brachas, a Chasim, something. When we all get together for davening, your chances of skipping Tachanun are so much higher. So it's kind of funny, but, you know, when you think about it, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that a chassan during Sheva Brachas should daven at home, not come to shul, because if he shows up, the people are going to be upset that he came and he canceled Tachanun for them. So I recall shortly after I got married, someone called me up and in YU and said, tell me where you're davening. Was it Wednesday? He wanted to know where I'm going to be davening Thursday morning, so I'll be able to go there and we won't have to say Tachanun. So I guess times have changed from the Mishnah Berurah's times, but we'll come back to that and this new dimension of Tefillah B'Tzibur a little bit later. You know, Parshas Shkalim, we only have four special parshios where we incorporate into the reading itself Shkalim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh, and each one is critical to the Jewish calendar. First one becomes an annual campaign that emerged, collecting money always at the beginning of Adar, which already gives you the sense that maybe there's a connection to Purim. And if that's not enough, we read in the Megillah about the massive contribution Haman makes to the royal treasury of Achashverosh to persuade the king to authorize his plot against the Jews, but because our Shkalim preempted those of Haman's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation was in motion before the plot was hatched. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdim refuah lamaka, and our Shkalim helped counteract what Haman had in mind. It's not a coincidence. We give $3, three half dollars, as Zeichel Machtzis HaShekel, generally performed on Tainis Esther, the day before Purim, as if to reenact the role of Shkalim in the Purim story. And not only that, but when Purim actually arrives, we once again find ourselves giving tzedakah, matanos lavyonim, something we don't find mandated on any other holiday. We don't give tzedakah on Pesach or on Hanukkah, so it has to make you wonder, why? Is there a deeper connection? The mitzvah Shkalim, its unique connection to the giving on Purim, is it just an accident? If Shkalim is so related to Purim and tzedakah is related to Purim, maybe we have to look at the two through the same lenses in order to appreciate the deeper light that one may shed on the other. So Soloveitchik explained that Matanos Lavyonim is different in purpose than charity the rest of the year. Normally, tzedakah we can think of as a universal concept to help someone who's less fortunate and needs help. On Purim, though, we emphasize something deeper behind this mitzvah, and that's explained by the Rambam. Giving to others is not only a practical form of assistance, but for one Jew to give to another is a statement of achdus. The pasuk tells us, "Banim atam l'Hashem elokeichem." Moshe tells the Jewish people, "You're the children of God," not to emphasize the relationship between Adam l'makom, between us and Hashem per se, but moreover because it also brings out between Adam l'chavero. It brings out the fact that we must all be siblings if we are all the children of Hashem. And the Rambam adds, "V'im lo yirachem ha'ach alo ach, mi yirachem alof." If one brother is not going to have mercy on another brother, then who will? We feel an additional responsibility to be there for family, for those who are closest to us, and tzedakah opens up our eyes to open up that circle a little wider and expand that sense of connection. Achdus isn't just getting along, it's recognizing achdus from the lashon of echad, the oneness, singularity of all Jewish people as a family, and therefore we're siblings, and in that case, one big family. Tragedies remind us of that. When we're the target, God forbid, of anti-Semitism, it reminds us that we're all the same target. And so that question, who will have mercy if not a brother, a sister, includes me as well. Baruch Hashem, our community excels in this. It has long been a model community where chesed abounds because this achdus does exist in Ochrest. And yes, I'll make a plug for the participation in our Shabbos Achdus program, which I'm excited to see is now taking root in all three shuls, because we feel that sense of achdus. But Haman's slander against the Jews stemmed from their divisiveness. Am mefuzar umefor, broken up and disconnected. Esther unites us in unison. Lech kenosis kol ha-Yehudim, to be masakin, to correct that breakdown that would have been our downfall. And that's why we give tzedakah dafka on Purim. And it's also a reason that Shkalim is so closely connected to Purim as well, because being one means something else as well. And that's where tzedakah, as we're explaining this morning, not as a charitable giving, but as a statement of oneness, is demonstrated by the mitzvah Shkalim. We only give half a shekel. The Torah says even the rich can give no more. Achdus, the other side of the coin, isn't about being there for others, but by realizing that I need them to be there for me as well. But in a new way that's not usually recognized. My personal service and relationship with Hashem is an important focus. but oneness. The Achdus states that in the big picture, independence is also incompleteness. I'm writing my own check, and I'm giving my own money from my own wallet, but sometimes when I'm on my own, something is missing. So I give a half to remind me of that point, that independence is also incompleteness. It doesn't mean, though, that Achdus is inadequacy. Absolutely not. That is not the message of the half shekel. Rather, it's something entirely different, and it's right here in this room. There's something we can only accomplish when we come together. Barov am hadras melech. You can be Yotzei the Megillah, for example. If you read alone, or you hear it alone. And sometimes circumstances or timing or health or a pandemic can force us to do it that way, but when we can get together, read the Megillah in a big group, it isn't just saving the trouble of finding more Balei Kriya. It's not just a convenience to save on electricity bills to get us all in the same room. It's because we are one. When we are one, we accomplish more than we could ever do as individuals. The honor of Hashem, Rov Am Hadras Melech, is glorified, it's amplified, it's magnified when we do mitzvahs together as one. That is Rov Am Hadras Melech. Yes, we could all daven and do any mitzvah by ourselves, but all is being equal, any successful event begins with a strong turnout. In the same way that a successful program at our shul expose vibrance and energy because of that broad participation. A tzibur, a community that's built on its commitment to Torah mitzvahs, can express that commitment more powerfully and more impactfully as a group, in the same way that a team, a sports team, to claim the support of its fans, has to fill the stands. The combined impact of the actus of a mitzvah, the oneness of that act, is what raises it all to a whole another plane. Shkolim are used to purchase the sacrifices of the tzibur, not just as one big partnership, but a carbon tzibur is halachically able to take on an entirely new identity when it fuses the efforts and contributions of all of Klal Yisrael. And so we each give one half, not to put us down, but to show that the whole will be greater than the sum of its parts. And so it's filled with tzibur. Not just one plus one plus one, a lot of people all davening in the same room. Rather, each piece in the puzzle, when it comes together, forms a unified image that was unrecognizable before. When that puzzle comes together, when that harmony is achieved, and the mitzvah is then elevated to an entirely new level. But how do we project that? How do we scream that concept, that notion of Achdus? We actually do so in absolute silence. During Chazar Sashatz, that's what we call Tfilas HaTzibur. It isn't one person davening and the rest of the crowd is just on the sidelines. What happened, right? I was davening before, now I'm just being quiet and listening. We are all davening. During Chazar Sashatz, we are all davening. It's just that only one person is doing the talking. Which, by the way, is a very powerful tool. If you think about it, it means you can stand, listen, follow along with the Chazan. People are looking for meaning during that time. What are they doing? They're actually davening again. And they can even use that time to look in the sitter and put more concentration into words here or there that maybe you said too quickly the first time around. It's a game changer to see yourself still in that moment of standing before Hashem in conversation. But do you know what the Arizal, one of the great Kabbalists, revealed to us? He writes that the most important of the two Shmon Esrays that are recited in each tefillah is actually the Chazan's repetition and not my private Shmon Esray. I remember hearing that for the first time and being completely incredulous. How could that be? What does that mean? Over the years, I chewed on it more and more, and I realized that the reason I couldn't swallow it was perhaps because I hadn't understood the real meaning of Achdus to begin with. The real power of being one, together with friends, with neighbors, with colleagues, men and women, forming one whole shekel, one whole mitzvah, one whole tefillah, only by combining my efforts with that of Klal Yisrael. That is the true power of Achdus. It actually does make a lot of sense if we truly believe in this dimension of being one, this other side of the coin, because a prayer of everyone together, Rov Am Hadras Melech, coming out as one unit, subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest manifestation of what it means to be a Jew and the servant of Hashem. And he'd even submit, very humbly, but on the shoulders of great people like Rav Moshe Feinstein, to adopt the position that even when there are multiple Yartzeits or Chiyuvim, the combined zechus of one unified larger minion is a greater merit for the deceased than splitting up so that many people can daven for the Yomer. And I think we can understand a little more deeply where that position comes from, even if we see the other side, maybe that's what we're more used to seeing. It's no coincidence that our Torah reading concludes Parshas Mishpatim at the foot of Har Sinai. And everybody is there reciting the Asav and Nishma in unison. And then we shift immediately to the Shkolim for the Maftir when we actively demonstrate that what we know, the power of one, all the while heralding Adar and the holiday of Purim right afterwards when we do the Shabbos Mavorachim benching. When our victory was firmly ensconced in that recaptured understanding of Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, when we joined together. And I hope that if that notion of Achdus is firmly ensconced in our experience as well, we'll continue to look at each other and every Jew around us with a newfound appreciation of how much we mean to each other because of how much we can accomplish together.